We're with Milt Fine, and we're talking about a recent award from the University of Pittsburgh.
So I commented that I didn't know what the qualifications were, but I've learned as a businessman that if somebody does something good for you, you accept it graciously, and you don't spend a lot of time worrying about whether or not you deserve it. And I went on to talk to students about things that have happened in my career that might be relevant to them. But this was all part of a big weekend at Pitt. Really, the purpose of the weekend was to announce a huge fundraising drive of about $500 million,
right,
which will make many major improvements in the University of Pittsburgh, which is certainly one of the key institutions in this region.
When you were talking about the hotel business and the partnerships and so forth, you were comparing it to marriage. We didn't get to finish a little bit of your personal life. And maybe we could just end with some of that. I think we had gotten to your marriage and end of marriage with Sarah and your children, but we haven't heard beyond that, and grandchildren and everything.
Well, when you came in, you asked me about Thanksgiving. all of my children and all of my grandchildren, and some of Sheila's children and grandchildren, uh-huh, some of them are out of town, were here for Thanksgiving. I have three children. Two of them live in Boston, and one lives in England. And I have nine grandchildren.
Wow.
And Sheila has five grandchildren and three children. So we have a very big family.
And you're talking now, you're married to Sheila Cook Riker.
Correct. And we've been married for on the Thanksgiving weekend, we also celebrated our 11th anniversary. And Sheila's birthday, and I won't tell you which one. But we've been together for a long time, and all of my children and grandchildren especially love Sheila. As a matter of fact, as they were leaving, the youngest grandchild is about 2.5, and as she walked out the door, she looked at Sheila and said, "I love you, Sheila."
That's lovely.
So I have a wonderful family, and I feel very grateful for that.
And is there anything how you would like to be remembered?
But before you do that, okay, is there any other volunteer activity besides the art that you have played a role in?
Well, I've been involved in a number of things. I'm also a trustee of the museum in Palm Beach, Florida, the Norton Museum.
Oh, how nice.
And I'm a trustee at the University of Pittsburgh. And at various times I've been involved with a number of other organizations. But certainly my primary volunteer activity has been the arts.
When you are sitting on some of these boards or as a trustee, do you ever view yourself as a Jewish component of it, or feel any differently, or a different obligation, or any problems?
You know, really not. When I was younger, being Jewish certainly separated one in many ways, in terms of employment, in terms of the ability to be on boards, in terms of who you associated with. We're fortunate to live in an age today when there's very little of that. Certainly I have experienced little, if any, way that I feel differently because I am Jewish on these various boards.
You don't.
I feel it has made no difference at all. I feel the organizations that I'm associated with are very open, very indifferent to what people's religion is, what their origin is. Unfortunately, one of the downsides to this kind of assimilation, of course, is the concern that we have as Jews that we're losing population. But that's our own problem. We can't blame the larger world for that.
Anything else?
Any way you would like to be remembered? Very early on, when you were talking about your growing up in your home, which had somewhat socialist leanings, and had you ever wanted to change the world or change society?
Well, when I was young, I was very left wing. Probably very close to being a communist. And my ambition was definitely to change the world, to be a revolutionary. Politics were my primary interest probably from the age of 10 until, I would say, my late 20s. As I began to practice law and become involved in business, gradually my perceptions and my ideas began to change. Today, I'm a registered Republican.
Good.
So that's
right.
About a 180 degree turn, I would say.
Do you have any ending thoughts? Here we are sitting in the end of November in the year 2000, 3 weeks after our presidential election. Any thoughts about what's happened with George W. Bush and Al Gore, who are so close in the election process that it's been a difficult one?
You know, both of my parents were born in Europe, in shtetls, under very difficult conditions. I am forever grateful that I'm an American. I think we have an incredible country with a wonderful constitutional system and a great economic system. And I think, given the closeness of the election, the strong feelings, it's rather amazing, but it's a very peaceful process. It's a process that will follow the formula established by our Constitution. It will work itself out. And in a couple of weeks, we will know who the president is. And it won't matter all that much. We'll still have the same great country that we have. We'll still have good government. And I think that's remarkable. I think we're all very lucky to be part of this country.
Well, Milt, on behalf of the National Council of Jewish Women, we are very, very grateful for you speaking with us. And we look forward to receiving your book when we know you're writing a book on your life.
Yes, I am.
I think that would be a very interesting addition. And we thank you for sharing your thoughts with us.
Thank you for taking the time to do this.